Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Don't forget, if you missed it and you have the radio.com app, you got 24 hours to backspace, go all the way back to the beginning, rewind, do whatever. Or you can just go to knssradio.com, upper left-hand corner, pull down the box, find audio, page down a little teeny bit, and there is, in fact, The Good Life with yours truly. Probably 2 years worth of programming there, so you can RSS stream stuff. You can do anything you want. Just listen. Joining me by the miracle of telephone from beautiful Sonoma Valley is Chris O'Gorman, Director of Communications, and Justin Seidenfeld, the Director of Winemaking. And you can learn more about Rodney Strong at rodneystrong.com. There's a great section on there on the story of the winery. You can learn more about the folks that make it happen. There's some great recipes, events coming up, and they have been doing virtual tastings. You got to look at the list of things coming up. You'll get excited. They've got things posted up through December, so you'll want to check that out. All right, fellas, let's talk more about vineyards. Justin, as in many of my winemaker friends, are just thrilled to have access to the vineyards that you have walked so many years here now. Talk a little bit about the regions that are covered. I know there's a great map at rodneystrong.com that gives folks an idea of the big picture, but really you cover all of the climates and soils, I think, pretty much, that are available in Sonoma.
Correct. Yeah. So we grow grapes in 14 vineyard sites throughout Sonoma County. We believe that we should grow grapes where they should be grown versus them necessarily needing to be right next to the winery. So we have the southernmost vineyard in Sonoma County, a vineyard called Blue Wing, which is in the Petaluma Gap. And we have one of the northernmost vineyards, which the property itself technically goes over the border in the Cooley Ranch, which borders Mendocino and Sonoma County. So we go from south to north. We have vineyards in Chalk Hill, Russian River, Alexander Valley, Petaluma Gap. We do cover the bases, and the few AVAs we do not grow our own grapes in, we work with longtime partners that their families grow them for us. And so that gives us access to Sonoma Valley and Dry Creek and West County, Sebastopol for Pinot Noir. So we kind of do kind of check all those boxes, and that allows us to produce the diversity of wines that we do and kind of still focus on making the best possible ones we can.
Yeah, but that's got to be so much fun for you, and to have the opportunity to play with all that different fruit and use the laboratory and separate fermentations to combine and paint the perfect wine. Let's talk about tiers of wine. Maybe let's go back to Chris. Chris O'Gorman, what are the tiers of wines that folks will find if they go to Rodney Strong? And pretty much what we can find here in town.
Sure. We make wines that we blend throughout Sonoma County. We call that our county tier. And then above that, we do single vineyard sites like our Chalk Hill Chardonnay. And then we also do some reserves. We do a reserve Pinot Noir. We do a reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. And then at the very top are our famous single vineyard Cabernets from Alexander Valley. And those are Alexander's Crown, Rockaway, and Brothers. And Alexander's Crown is of note because that was the very first single vineyard Cabernet produced in Sonoma County by Rod Strong in 1973.
Wow. 73. You know, it doesn't sound that old to me or that long ago to me because I was drinking wine then, too. But, God, time flies when you're having fun. I think we probably should talk a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. And, Justin, I understand you're going to be a part of tonight's virtual tasting, right?
Absolutely. I'll be there.
And then we have Ron Washam. He's the head Where did you find Ron, Chris?
So Ron is a funny guy. He's kind of our senior wine ambassador on our hospitality team. And he used to live down in SoCal. He was a sommelier down there. He calls himself a recovering sommelier. And he used to also be a comedy writer. And he's just a naturally funny dude. And a couple years ago, he had a great wine blog called The Hose Master of Wine. So we call him the Hose Master sometimes. And he and Justin, we've been doing these virtual shows called Live from the Terrace at Rodney Strong since April, when we all kind of got locked down through this COVID thing. And it's been a great success. And our wine club and fans all over the country have been tuning in. We're doing about two shows a week. And they're a lot of fun, and it's a good way for us to connect with people all over the place virtually now that we're spending so much time on Zoom and so forth.
Well, you know, as much as we hate it, and I hope folks don't get burned out of this non-face-to-face contact, but still a way to enjoy stuff like wine and the people who make it or market it, I just think it'll be interesting to see what happens when we get control of COVID and we get back to something like normal. I think this is a marketing tool that has been overlooked by so many different businesses.
Yeah, I totally agree. And this is something that we can see doing going forward, where we can touch base with our wine club fans in Kansas or Texas or Florida or New York or wherever. But I should also say that we've got a great outdoor space called the Terrace at Rodney Strong and also our Concert Green, where we've been doing summer concerts for the past 30 years. Killer bands like Boz Scaggs, the Doobie Brothers, Motown shows. And we've taken that space, and we're doing extreme distanced outdoor tasting. So we're still hosting folks here. We can just put tables 20 feet apart, super safe, super chill. We've got cornhole. We're doing food, wine, charcuterie. So we're still seeing people, but we're doing it in a little bit of a different manner here at the winery.
That's great. And I think of all the enterprises that have been affected by COVID, the wine business has adapted fairly quickly and tried to get back up to having people come and visit. And, God, there's never been a more important time to come and visit Napa and Sonoma with all the fires and things that have gone on. And hopefully we're getting ready to be on the downside, have more control of that. But
I hope so. And as you know, Guy, in good times people drink, in bad times people really drink. So we're selling wine. People are enjoying Rodney Strong wine, but they're getting it through their grocery store, if not, you know, restaurants. And we're praying for our restaurant partners to all survive all this as well. And that's a big deal.
Yeah. I know Jacob Liquor Exchange has been doing a great job, and that's where you'll find the full gamut of Rodney Strong wines, everyday great value wines from the Sonoma County collection or the wines that we're doing tonight. And that's a good segue. Justin, let's talk about these. I don't think the rosé was available when I was last at the winery. Let's talk about that first. I'm excited to taste that wine tonight.
Yeah, so that's a Russian River Valley Rosé of Pinot Noir. That's an intentional rosé that we produce from specifically picked grapes to make rosé, which is a little different than what a lot of other people do. The main way that people make rosé is something called a Seigneur-based rosé, which means that they are taking grapes picked for a different purpose and then pulling a drain off or a little bit of, you know, 10-15% of that juice to help concentrate the flavors of that mother tank. And then instead of throwing that juice away, they'd make rosé from it, which can make a beautiful wine. However, the downside to making rosé with that philosophy is that you've compromised your rosé immediately because that was never meant to be rosé. It's a byproduct. So by doing it intentionally, I can focus on achieving the right alcohol, the right acidity, better color, different floral and fruit profile, and truly go after the style of rosé that I like to emulate, which I learned from my favorite rosé producer, which is Domaine Ott. And so I traveled there. I talked with the winemakers and learned from them about their philosophy behind rosé, as well as some of the protocols that they utilize. And that is the backbone and the basis for how we choose to make ours, although we've switched to Pinot Noir since that's what we do best here in Russian River Valley.
Nice. Wine Enthusiast, 92 points. One of the top Pinot Noir-driven rosés from anywhere in California, but certainly from Sonoma. Let's talk about Chalk Hill. You mentioned the vineyard and how important it is. Folks have seen the label Chalk Hill. This is Chardonnay of the highest quality. Again, another 92-pointer and a best buy from Wine and Spirits, 90 points from Wine Spectator. Tell us a little bit about that Chardonnay.
So that is a wine, again, we've been doing for a long time, since the 60s. And it really, the foundation comes from the vineyard sites. We now own three vineyard sites within Chalk Hill, as well as we buy fruit from two longtime family growers. And the key is the soil. So this area is on the eastern side of Russian River Valley. Chalk Hill is actually part of both Chalk Hill AVA as well as the Russian River Valley AVA. And so this eastern section has soils that are composed of a pretty awesome volcanic material. Some people call it Wuchika ash, which is a fanciful name. The technical term is rhyolite. And really what that is it's kind of like a lava rock, but instead of based off carbon, it's based on silica. And so that gives us the ability to stress out our grapes very easily and get really intense flavors and fun ones, because it's a touch warmer than the Russian River. The rest of the Russian River Valley, we can get ripe pear and peach and nectarine and some really fun, approachable flavor profile for the wine.
You're making me thirsty. You mentioned Pinot Noir is one of the things that you do and love to do best, and it comes from the Russian River. Talk about the estate Pinot.
So Russian River Valley, again, is a fairly awesome, large and awesome place to grow grapes. We've sort of started dividing that up into some subsections called neighborhoods that really focus on stylistically what the Pinot Noirs can look like. So we focus on two areas of the Russian River Valley for this wine. One is the very cool climate, Green Valley, which gives us really bright fruit qualities, dark fruits. And then the other is called the Santa Rosa Plain, which is where Rodney and Davis both planted their first vineyards back in the 60s. And that's a touch warmer, and that gives us this opulent, luscious mouthfeel, red fruit type of Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
And so by blending those two areas together, we get this beautiful balance of acidity with richness and reds and dark fruits, and all paired with the beautiful French oak we age it in, gives you a pretty awesome wine.
You know, it's so fun to hear you talk about it, and we're going to do more of this tonight when we taste them together with all my viewers. Folks, again, you can buy these wines we're speaking of at Jacob Liquor on North Rock Road, or if you don't want to drive up there, you can order them direct from the winery. There's a link at goodlifeguy.com where you can click on that link and use Guy in the checkout. That's my name, G-U-Y. And you'll get free shipping on the mix and match of these five wines. I'd tell you to get some Symmetry because it's usually hard to find, and this is a great vintage of Symmetry. But I jump ahead. How about that 2016 Alexander Valley Cab, Justin?
So that wine's been a huge success for us. It actually just got a 95-point score. It was one of only 9 wines to receive a score 95 or higher from Decanter Magazine and their 16 retrospective of Cabernet. And it's coming from vineyards from pretty much all of the, you know, from the full length of the Alexander Valley, which is about 23 miles. And we specifically choose our sites all on hillsides, all on the eastern side of the valley facing west, so western-facing slopes. And we really want to get a robust and complicated fruit profile and structure. So we get southern vineyards, mid-valley vineyards, as well as north valley vineyards that gives us blues, blacks, and red fruits, gives us the dusty Alexander Valley characteristic that we're so famous for, nice spice, little bits of black olive, little bit of black pepper, all these great characteristics all weave together in 50% new French oak barrels aged for almost 20 months. And what it yields is probably the best bang for the buck that we offer in our portfolio.
Probably one of the top Cabernet wines from all of Sonoma Valley, from top to bottom.
It is awesome. It's one of the main wines that I drink at home.
Yeah. And then we have the pleasure, and I can't wait. I have not had the 15 vintage. I have a 5 or 6 liter bottle of 13 Symmetry that you'll see tonight. It's going to be sitting next to me. I hope it doesn't fall. I'll have to break out the straws and clean the floor. 2015 Symmetry, a Meritage blend. We're talking about something that would compete with the best Bordeaux wines ever produced. Talk about the 2015 issue of Symmetry.
So the 2015 Symmetry is a big wine for me personally, because that was the first vintage that I was made winemaker over at Rodney Strong Vineyards. That was before I took over the whole portfolio, but 15 was when I took over this main brand, and that was also the first vintage that allowed our Cooley Ranch to really bleed into the wine. And so between the Cooley Ranch and having a lot more control over the ultimate outcome of that wine, it gave me the opportunity to kind of really start to shine and show what we could do. The philosophy behind Symmetry is to make a wine of balance, hence the name. And so we use all 5 Bordeaux varietals, which would be Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, Malbec, and Merlot in the blend. Every vintage is a little bit different, always based on Cabernet, though. And our goal is to produce a wine that has structure, that has complexity, that has intensity, that has sensuality, and that has a little bit of flesh, as if you're biting into that fresh grape. Mm. And we like to weave all those characteristics together to make a wine that is utterly balanced and really shines as the best wine that we can make of that vintage, regardless of varietal or vineyard source.
Well, I can't wait to drink it with you tonight. I appreciate you guys not only taking the time to be a part of the program today, but more importantly, for joining us live on Facebook to talk about these wines, taste them together, and continue to share the story of Rodney Strong.
Excellent. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'd like to also give a quick shout out to the folks at Jacob's Liquor Exchange. Thank you very much. And we value your partnership.
Yeah, I haven't checked with them recently to see how much they've sold, but I know there's a lot of folks. We have a couple that are driving into town this afternoon, Chris, that they have been avid consumers of my virtual tastings, and they live in St. Louis. They came from Wichita. They're coming back, and they're going to be in the wine cellar with me tonight, too. They're excited, and it's just a great opportunity to not only learn more, but I can't wait to taste some of these vintages that I haven't had, to try the Pinot and revisit Chalk Hill Chardonnay. It's going to be a hoot. Thanks, you guys.
Well, thanks very much, Guy.
And make sure you tell Ron that humor's okay tonight.
That won't be a problem, trust me.
What a treat. You guys have a great afternoon. I hope the weather's as pretty out there as it is here today. It's a little breezy, but it's crystal clear and nice. And we wish, and I continue to do rain dances for California, something to cool things off and put a snub on the fires. But hang in there, man, and we look forward to talking to you later.
Thanks, guys. Take care, everyone.
Jeez. All right, quick break. We'll be right back with a final wrap-up of today's edition. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.